Every homicide, every rape, every robbery affects the entire community. People who are victims of these crimes need closure. The people who committed these crimes must be held accountable. Law enforcement needs the community's help in seeking justice. Please listen as we review an unsolved mystery in this month's Cold Case Profile.
About 3 in the afternoon on March 25th, 1977, two Murfreesboro residents are walking down Van Cleef Lane in the Stones River National Battlefield. It is a walk they will never forget. For on this walk, they make a grisly discovery. They find a body of the young man behind some bushes. The location is near an abandoned house on Van Cleef Lane. Because the body was found in a federal park, the Federal Bureau of Investigation is contacted. Federal officials theorize the murder occurred the night before the body was discovered. Federal agents also believe the body had been dragged about 30 feet, probably to conceal it from motorists on Van Cleef Lane. FBI agents ask for assistance from the Murfreesboro Police Department and the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff Craig Snell becomes involved in the case. Later, the autopsy results are released. Sheriff Snell says that Stanley Smith died as a result of 2 gunshot wounds, one in the neck and one in the temple. Sheriff Snell also said the murder weapon was believed to be a .32 caliber pistol. As the case continued to be investigated, law enforcement believed the murder may have been drug-related. The abandoned home near the body was thought to be a drop house for drugs and stolen property. Investigators focused on 3 men who reportedly left town shortly after the murder. During the investigation, it was also learned that a possible suspect had left town 2 days after Stanley Smith's body was found. Efforts to prosecute that suspect or anyone else have not been successful. Stanley Smith was 26 years old at the time of his death. He had a family and lived here in Murfreesboro on Richmond Avenue. His family and friends want answers, and they want justice for Stanley Smith. It has been 37 years since one or more people took the life of Stanley Smith. Law enforcement now asks for your help. If you have any information regarding this case, please contact Detective Jan Goodwin of the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office. With us today is Detective Sergeant Dan Goodwin. Detective Goodwin, we want to welcome you to the broadcast.
Morning, Paul.
Detective Goodwin, I read in the statement of facts where the body was believed to have been found in the Stones River National Battlefield. And then later it appears that it was determined that it really wasn't in the battlefield. Can you explain all that to us?
In talking to some of the earlier investigators, when they arrived on the scene, our local folks, Murfreesboro and the Sheriff's Office, they were met by a park ranger who explained to them that it was on federal property and it had to be investigated by the FBI. So 3 hours later, they were called back to the scene by the FBI. FBI remained in general lead of the case for one full week before suddenly finding out that his body was located 6 feet outside the actual property line of the park, and they tossed it right back to Sheriff Snell and his detectives, and they were not pleased at this turn of events. Basically, 3 agencies. Back then, it was a much smaller community. Murfreesboro, PD, and the Sheriff's Office worked hand-in-hand on many cases, and there was only a handful of detectives. So everyone worked closely, including the feds, until they departed. And suspects were developed. And Paul, this is one of those cases, as we've heard before, everyone in town knew who was behind this crime. And what we're looking for now is for people to come forward. 37 years is a very long time, and there are folks in this town who've heard admissions from the people who were involved in this, and we need to talk to those folks to see if we can get some sort of justice for Stanley Smith's family. I've talked to one of his sons. He was 3 years old, and it's a life-shattering event for a boy that age. He grew up completely fatherless, and it hasn't turned out well for him.
Looking at the time period, and you heard me say that it was 37 years, is this one of the oldest cold cases that the sheriff's office is investigating?
Yes, sir. This is our very oldest case. Prior to the administration of Sheriff Snell, we have no records on murders that occurred before this date.
Okay. Now, from listening to you, it appears that although this may be the oldest case, this may not be the coldest case, because there are some leads or some information that you think could lead to conviction.
Yes, sir. We're following up on some stuff. We're looking. We've located some of the evidence that was collected in this and are looking for other pieces that may be extant that could actually be submitted for scientific testing.
Now, one of the things that you have to do in these cold case investigations, I know this from working with you, is that you have to contact the former detectives that were present 37 years ago. And you had to actually contact some of them in preparation for this broadcast. How important is it to have a relationship with the detectives and the police officers from back during that time?
It's quite important. The work they did is what we're going to base what we can find out now. In the time is on our side in all these cold cases. It's a matter of the relationships change. Some of these people who probably worked together on this may not be friends anymore, and they've certainly told a number of people about the crimes.
Now, if someone has information, or if someone has had information for a long time and now has decided that they want to come forward, who do they contact and how do they contact them?
They can call me directly and leave a message on my phone. That is 615-904-3034.
As we end the program, we want to thank all of our guests for appearing today. A special thanks to Judge Steve Daniel. His service to the community is very much admired and appreciated. And we also appreciate WGNS for providing the airtime. Most of all, we thank all of the listeners. Our next scheduled broadcast is Friday morning, May the 2nd, between 8 and 9 a.m. We leave by saying, a safe community is the responsibility of each and every one of us. For Bill Weitzel, this is Paul Newman, bidding all of you a safe and blessed day.